and welcome to the Victory Devotional Podcast. We invite you to take the next few minutes to connect with God, hear His voice, and respond in worship and prayer. Here's today's message.
Today we are looking at one of our core values, and that is family. We value family. And we want to see God move, not just in our lives individually, but also in our families. Isn't that true? We long to see God move in the families of our church. Now, let me share a word where God instructed Moses on what the current generation, specifically the parents, have to do in reaching out the next generation. And my prayer is that our family will be something like this. Now, to give a context of what we will read in, from the book of Deuteronomy. The people of Israel are about to enter the promised land. And there is another reading, a second reading, if you may, of the law. A reminder for them before they enter. And Moses tells them once again of God's heart and God's law. Laging magkasama yon, yung heart ni God and then His commands. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 to 15. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. And when the Lord your God brings you into the land that He swore to your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give you the great and good cities that you did not build, and the houses full of all good things that you did not fill, and cisterns that you did not dig, and vineyards and olive trees that you did not plant, and when you eat and are full, then take care lest you forget the Lord, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. It is the Lord your God you shall fear. Him you shall serve, and by His name you shall swear. You shall not go after other gods, the gods of the people who are around you, for the Lord your God is in your midst, is a jealous God, lest the anger of the Lord your God be kindled against you, and He destroy you from off the face of the earth. You know, two things that we can see here as parents or as people who can be tagged as the quote-unquote current generation. And the first one is this concept or this truth, to love the Lord with all our hearts, a love for the Lord in our hearts. We see that in verses 4 to 6. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. All these words shall be in our heart. You know, sometimes we think that all of the things about Christianity are a bunch of rules. Even the pressure of raising up our kids can become sometimes very overwhelming and burdensome. It's as if it's a requirement. Diba Christian ka? Diba pastor ka? Dapat yung mga anak ganito rin, ganito, ganito. And there's this standard. And it's an overwhelming list of laws and commands. But we forget the very heart and the root of it, and it's love. Let's not forget, it is because of love. We tell our family about God. We share Jesus to our family because of love. God loved us, and we love God. Even before we tell our family about God, don't neglect that we are to love God first with our all. We embody this love for God first. There is such power when the parents love the Lord. The love for God and the love of God should be in our hearts. The love of God and our love for God should be in our hearts. And the people around us will see this. This person is just very much in love. The second thing is that our love for God should be shared to the next generation. In our context, our children. When we have experienced God's love, we can't help but overflow to the people around us. Isn't it true? It should flow. It should be an abundance of the love of God from us, especially to our families. So how do we do this? Moses gives some instructions about it. Verse 7 says, we teach diligently. The conversations in our family direct them not just about knowledge about God, but the love of God. Verses 7 to 9 talks about when we walk, when we lie down, the frontlets in our eyes. These are literary devices that tell us that it should be a lifestyle. From waking up to lying down, everything in between it, there is an aspect of repetition. We talk about God, not just in church, but in our lives. Minsan may ganun segment, pag Sunday kay God, yung iba, okay lang, wala na si God dun. Or pag may particular time slot lang, sa umaga lang, pag nagka-quiet time, or maybe in the evening, before we sleep, that's where the God space comes in. But actually, there are many, many opportunities where we can show the love of God. In verses 10 to 12 also, we see that there is a recounting of what God did in the past. It talks about what God did in the Bible and also in our lives. To recount something is something very powerful because we tell stories. Stories speak in every generation. We tell about God's story in the lives of Israel, and we tell about God's stories in our lives. It's our testimony. We share our testimony, not just to the lost people around us, but we also celebrate the testimonies among us as family. What breakthroughs happen to our kids? What breakthroughs happen in our work? What breakthroughs happened in our home? Verses 13 to 15 talks about the service and allegiance. We will serve the Lord. Him you shall serve. When the young people see their parents who are so in love with God and with each other, a spouse, and then they both surrender themselves to God, there is something powerful in it. You know, I just want to share. That's something that I really appreciate in our church. I didn't grow up at first as a Christian, and I have no concept of how, quote-unquote, a Christian family looks like. And I'm sure there may be challenges in our families now. But I just saw a different spirit, different practice, different love inside our church that made me have this eyes of faith. Maybe there is a different way in how a family could be. I want to encourage all of us here. There may be challenges with our families now. Definitely not perfect. Sometimes our kids seem like they don't love God. But I choose to believe. I trust God. That as we sow seeds of God's love and word to them, that they are not in vain. Okay, I'm thankful for the church community for modeling how this can look like. Not perfect, but that's the point. I saw them also struggle. I saw their intentionality, their hard work. And I've also seen their faithfulness and God's faithfulness to their family. It taught me and my family to talk about the goodness of God in the Bible and in our families. You see, the reason why we're talking about this, and it's one of our values, is because God desires families to experience His blessings. I mean, God blessed the family through one family. God blessed the world, rather, through one family, Abraham. God is a multi-generational God. Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. If we would read at the book of Genesis, makikita natin doon lineage, the son of, or fathered ganito, fathered ganyan. Why? There's something powerful about family. The promise of God is that as we raise up our families to love God, in this context, after giving a list of instructions about Deuteronomy in Deuteronomy 6. Here is God's promise. And because you listen to these rules and keep them and do them, the Lord your God will keep you will keep with you the covenant and the steadfast love that He swore to your fathers. He will love you, bless you, and multiply you. He will bless the fruit of your womb and the fruit of your ground, your grain and your wine and your oil, the increase of your herds and the young of your flock. In the land that He swore to your fathers to give you, you shall be blessed above all peoples. There shall not be male or female barren among you or among your livestock. That's in Deuteronomy 7, verses 12 to 14. As I end, let me just say, let us love God individually. Love God passionately. Love God together as a couple for those who are married. Love God with our family. And let the love of the Lord flow in and through our families. Let's pray. Lord, we pray for our families. Lord, we lift up to you everyone in our families. Lord, I pray that they will experience your love. I pray that you will show them your faithfulness. I pray that they will grow up loving you. And Lord, guide us. Give us the wisdom. Give us your leading in how to parent our kids, in how to love and serve our spouses, in how to fight for our families. Lord, I pray not just for financial provision, but also for your presence in every family there is. Lord, that we will be amazed of the miracles that we will hear that happens inside our families. And Lord, I pray that when other people will see Christians, they would say there's something different about their family. Not in a weird way, but they will just be attracted because of the love we have for each other and the love we have for you. May you bless our families, Lord. We claim your promise that you will bless us for 1,000 generations, those who fear you. In Jesus' name, amen.
To say, and I will bless the Lord at all times. And when you give and take, I'll stand on what you say, and I will bless the Lord at all times. And I can face the day, for you are strong to say. And I will bless the Lord at all times. And when you give and take, I'll stand on what you say. And I will bless the Lord at all times. I will bless the Lord. I will bless the Lord at all times. I will bless the Lord. I will bless the Lord at all times.
Thank you for joining us. Let me pray for all of us here. Lord, I bless every family that are represented to those who are watching. And I pray for your presence and your power to be with us as we go on with the things that we need to do this day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks for joining us today. We hope this helps you build a habit of hearing from God daily. For more messages like these, follow us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. If you'd like to watch these messages live every morning, visit us on facebook.com/victoryph.